The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Hi, Ann. Hey, why the sad face? The grocery store wasn't out of our favorite ice cream, was it?
Oh, I wish life was that simple. I've really been trying to remember to bring our cloth bags to the grocery store, but today was the first day this week I forgot them.
Don't be too hard on yourself. Think of all the trees we've helped save by bringing our own bags all the time.
Well, not this time. And I wasn't paying attention when the cashier bagged my groceries, and suddenly I found myself with 4 plastic bags.
4? Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time we had plastic bags in the house. Too bad our town isn't one of those that is actually starting to charge customers when they need plastic or paper for their purchases. I guess you would have noticed then.
But what do we do with them now? I don't want these bags just sitting around in a drawer for the next year.
Well, I agree with you there. Well, since we have them now, let's see if we can figure out some other ways to use them.
I suppose the next time we go to the grocery store, we could recycle them there. Some stores have bins for that located near the entry.
That's a great idea. And if we don't see such a bin, we could ask the manager if he'd make one available.
There are probably places that appreciate having extra bags on hand. Like when we go to the library to check out books and it's raining. Sometimes they have extra plastic bags the staff will give you to put books in.
Yeah, and how about Jack's Orchard? When we go there, they have a basket with plastic bags for the customers to use. I bet he'd be happy to have a few more.
Great, and that gives another excuse to go get some apples. And maybe you'll have some pears for me.
Great, we can hope so. But back to the bags. You know, a few are good to have around for dog doo-doo. I've found some from stray dogs in our yard or just walking around the neighborhood.
Using plastic bags for that is certainly better than just leaving it in the yard, because when it rains, it gets carried to the nearest storm drain, just like any chemicals used on the lawn.
And it's just not that ends up in the storm drain. All kinds of other litter does, too.
So we should keep a few bags around for litter generated by dogs and people. It'd be easy to collect litter when we're out for a walk if we just put a plastic bag or two in our pockets when we leave.
You know, what bothers me most about plastic bags is knowing that even if they are being used over and over again, eventually they end up in landfills and will stay there for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Plastic simply doesn't decompose very rapidly.
I wonder if there's such a thing as biodegradable plastic bags. That would be a good alternative when it's handy to have some plastic bags. We should look into this.
Hey, that's a good idea. We need to take some bags to the library anyway, right? Why don't we do it right now and do some research on alternatives while we're there?
There are some uses for plastic bags, but try to reduce the number of bags you accumulate and make the switch to cloth shopping bags. You'll be protecting the environment and saving resources.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte. Featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.